Riverside performed a sweep this Tuesday after beating out the competition of Audubon, Southwest Valley, and Trainer in wrestling action. The Bulldogs were able to come back in multiple matches and take close wins, especially against Trainer, where they won 41-39. Head coach Casey Conover was proud to see his boys pull back, but realizes that there are still more improvements to be made.
I thought, you know, we kind of outlooked our opponents. You know, in matches we were down and we came back and won because I just think our condition is pretty good right now. We still got a lot to improve on. We can't give up the cheap pins and give up bonus points. So there's a lot of things we need to work on.
One wrestler that stood out from the meet on Tuesday was Jackson Gordon. The sophomore wrestles typically at the 144 weight class, where he's 6-4 and 1-0 in weight class 190 in his win over Augustus Grieving of Audubon. He swept the floor, earning a total of 18 points on Tuesday, winning every match he was involved in.
He's a goer in the practice room. I mean, he's always working hard. Him and Taven Moore, that's his main drill partner, just battle every day in the room. And when you have two kids really high quality battling with each other in the wrestling room, that helps a lot. You know, he did a lot of off-season stuff, you know, going to Coach Massey and doing some privates with him. And, you know, that has helped him be successful too.
Riverside has been put into tough situations to continue to get better, including the tournament in Sergeant Bluff and the Riverside tournament coming up this Saturday. Coach Conover just wants his kids to learn from their mistakes as they prepare for some tough competition ahead.
We got to learn from our mistakes. I mean, we put them in tougher situations, you know. We went to a very tough tournament in Sergeant Bluff. Of course, last night was a tough meet. We go to our tournament this weekend. It will be very tough. We have a lot of ranked kids in our tournament. Next Tuesday will be tough for Logan and Red Oak, Tri-Center, St. Albert, and then, of course, Wick. I mean, to get better, you gotta face good kids.
The thing about wrestling is that you will continue to see drastic improvements early in the year. Teams focus on just getting better early and hoping that the improvements lead to wins down the line. Riverside has seen drastic improvement already just in the team results and how they have only gotten better across all weight classes.
Good thing is just get better each week, each day. I mean, I thought we looked better Tuesday night than we did last week. We got to compete and wrestle harder this Saturday. If we don't, then it's not going to go very good. We got to learn from our mistakes. We got a lot of mistakes we need to fix. And that's the focus. It's fixing the mistakes we made on that. You know, we got to reset our mindset now and focus on getting better.
Riverside will host the Riverside Boys Tournament this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. KSOM 96.5 will be providing live updates while the matches will be live streaming on Western Iowa Today TV, powered by NishNet. Austin West will be calling the matchups while myself, Zach Collins, will provide updates and color commentary. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.